Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, there was an interview that aired this weekend, began to air, with David Icke, the former top BBC presenter, champion goalie, a well-known pro-human anti-globalist, probably one of the best-known people out there other than myself. And it was going totally viral, and it was taken down. And then the BBC, where he formerly worked, broke the news. Google and YouTube ban 5G conspiracy theories after David Icke interview was the headline. And then they misrepresented what he'd actually said. There it is. YouTube tightens rules after David Icke 5G interview. And David Icke laid out everything that was already admitted. That they're counting anybody that dies who tests positive for any coronavirus, not just this one. And that Bill and Melinda Gates are funding it and behind it. Well, there's 5G towers being burned all over the world. That's not David Icke or Alex Jones doing that. Now, they go on and say, David Icke and Alex Jones, they are going out saying that the cell towers create the coronavirus. We never said that. We said, look at the studies. Here's the BBC, immune system attacked by mobile phones. And that it lowers in major studies. That's what Woody Harrelson linked to. Listen to the studies. So they're very, very scared about this. Here's Wired Magazine. 5G smartphones cause cancer. Big Wireless doesn't want you to know. I mean, this is something that's admitted. But they don't want you to say it. Just like saying people getting sick from COVID-19 and as a treatment. I played a medical doctor earlier on ABC News saying it. That's why they're panicking, is because the truth is coming out. Now, the gentleman we're about to go to, I've been familiar with a couple years. I've seen his first-rate work that reaches really millions daily now. And Brian Rose is founder, host, and CEO of London Real. Brian left a successful career in banking and Wall Street in the city of London to start London Real. His life up to this point had delivered up the promises of the university education, MIT, and his personal ambitions, but they felt empty. And so he now is... living in London and producing London Real and really just rallying people for a pro-human future is the way I'd boil it down. And I want to go to a few minutes of the part that got the interview banned while it was streaming out live. And then in the next hour, go through some more of these clips and just talk to Brian about what he sees happening in the world. Because it's usually him doing the interviewing. I'm doing the interviewing today. But Brian, thanks for coming on with us.
Look, Alex, it's a real pleasure to be here, and I just want to state right away, I'm an advocate for free speech. I always have been. I always will be. For the last 9 years, we've been putting people's opinions out there, and I've had no agenda, sponsors, and now, until Monday, everything was fine, and then YouTube decided to ban me. And the last 48 hours has been absolutely mental. You've seen the articles. The BBC is coming after us, and it's really put everything on its head. And it made me really question my relationship with some of these platforms. And really, there's a lot of questions that we need to talk about what's going on here, because my rights as a citizen in the UK are now being superseded by these Silicon Valley companies. And there's a lot to answer for here. And I'm just glad to talk to you about this stuff today.
Well, you're right. This is true authoritarianism, because not only did they ban and block your videos, they're lying about you now and misrepresenting what you and David said. And like you said, millions of views on a daily basis. I watch your stuff all the time. It's great. A lot of self-help, a lot of really inspiring stuff, a lot of different diverse ideas. But that's really what threatens them. But it shows how scared they are of the people really coming together.
Well, you know, I that's exactly what it is. I mean, I think freedom of speech is our most fundamental human right. And if you look at the cast of characters I've had on this show, it runs the gamut. I've had, you know, everyone from Rose McGowan. I've had Guantanamo Bay prisoners. I've had high performance people. I've had people that have spent time in prison. I've had the David Icke's of the world from the left to the right. My point is to give a long form conversation, Alex, where you can get a nuanced opinion from someone. I had a phone call with YouTube 48 hours later, 24 hours later, and they said, David Icke is a COVID-19 denier. And I said, what are you talking about? That's not what he said. Listen to what he said. He said that there's genetic material that can show false positives in the test. There's these exosomes that can be secreted under stressful situations that can also cause false positives. And again, they are They are really just vilifying this stuff. And when you take someone like the BBC or Channel 4 here, they don't even understand the concept of a nuanced conversation. For them, it's a yes or no. It's a 5 minute. It's a talking head scenario. And they want nothing to do with my new form of media. And we're seeing it played out. And the best part is, Alex, they don't even mention me in the articles. And that's because I think ultimately they don't want them to watch this video.
Well, that's it. They don't. You're very convincing. You have great shows. They don't want you to go back and find what was really said. That's the key. They know you've reposted it. They'll actually hear what was said. But I can pull the articles up right now. They admit that they count all coronaviruses as COVID-19. They count anyone that dies of something else as COVID-19 if they test positive. So everything David says in that interview is actually admitted. That's why they banned it, is because it's true.
Yeah, and I mean, look, for the past 48 hours, we've had 3 million people watch this show on our website, another million off of it. And I'll be honest, I'm getting emails from people all over the country that are saying, Brian, thank you for putting this out. They're saying, this happened to my 80-year-old grandfather. They took him in. He was having kidney failure. They gave him the COVID-19 test. They asked him if he would not be resuscitated. I mean, I'm hearing horror stories out there. And they just don't want this content out there.
I was about to say, a lot of this is bioethics, a cover to get rid of old people.
Oh. I mean, there's so many things going on here, but to
see they're saying if you're having a heart attack and you test positive for COVID-19, they don't give you aid now. This is just in fact, you just hit it. I meant to make that point days ago. They're like, oh, by the way, in Texas and in Florida and in England, oh, if you are having a heart attack now, but even just during COVID-19, you don't test, they're now positive, not going to resuscitate you because they have the hospital beds for people that have COVID-19. Hospitals aren't even full. It's something big's going on here.
Something big's going on, and I mean, verbatim, my rep at YouTube said, we have to follow the policies of the WHO. I mean, even some of the most conservative people are slating a lot of the behaviors.
Oh, everyone I know now says the WHO is the boss.
I was flabbergasted when I heard that, but that's what he said. And look, let's look at the facts here. This was the second largest YouTube live stream in the world that day, Alex. 64,000 concurrent people on that stream, 360,000 total watching this broadcast for a total of 14 years. I even got $1,000 donated, and I don't ask for money, Alex. And this thing was going to hit 15, 20 million views. This was going to be like an Alex Jones Joe Rogan or an Elon Musk Joe Rogan. It would have been one of the biggest podcasts in history, Alex. And now it's been shut down, and we're pushing it on our website, but this has been shut down from public consumption. And it's frustrating, and it's frustrating that they decided to pick me and my channel as the whipping boy, but we're the example, and that's what's happening here.
Well, you're absolutely right, Brian, and I want to get to some of these clips of the banned interview, but people can see the whole thing at LondonReal.tv. But now more and more, they're even going after people's servers and saying, oh, if you say zinc's good, you need to be banned, when we have medical doctors saying it's saving everyone. They don't want you to know it's a zinc deficiency.
Yeah, I mean, look, nothing can be safe. We've heard people and I actually encouraged people to rip this episode as soon as possible. And we've seen Vimeo delete the episode mysteriously from different people's accounts. And yeah, I mean, I'm asking people to make backup copies. There's some strange things going on right now. But we're still getting the word out. But I mean, everybody wants these answers right now. It's a strange time. As you know, Alex, people are at home. They know they're not getting the whole story. And when David comes on and really lays down, you've had him on your show. I mean, this man can really lay out. We spoke for 2.5 hours straight, and he detailed this entire concept. He's very well researched, very credible evidence, and let the people decide. But instead, it's been pulled, it's been yanked, and I can't even talk about the banned episode now on my YouTube videos. And if I mention that it's on my website, that's potentially another violation of YouTube.
Let's talk about that, because you got a big, successful, reaching tens of millions a week. So you're bigger than these mainstream shows, but you've got to sit there and talk to a YouTube rep that tells you what you can and what you can't say. Before they banned us, they told me, they said, don't talk about drag queen story time. Don't talk about radical Islam. It's incredible. Brian Rose is our guest. He heads up LondonReal.tv. And I tell you, I've watched a lot of his stuff over the years, but his show's really exploded the last few years. Millions of views almost every day. Reaching so many great people, just a pro-human message is what I would call it. I watch it all the time when I'm on the exercise bike or hiking. I'll listen to it. And David Icke goes on there, and they have good chemistry, and David can really, when he's not getting interrupted by a show like this that has to have radio and TV station breaks every 10 minutes, he really is very convincing. And almost everything he's talking about is actually documentable. And so that's why they're trying to ban it and then waging war on people criticizing 5G that causes cancer in the major studies, lowers immunity, which is not debatable. But then this gentleman is told you're not even allowed to talk about the banning or make an issue about it. So see, now it's not just the content they said he can't have that they misrepresented in the news. Now he can't defend himself or he'll be banned. And people like Jack Dorsey and the rest of them brag that we'll punish you for off-platform behavior. So see, that's what this is all about. We were banned off the Google app last week, they said, and they showed the video. They linked to it. They never usually do that. Where I said, you take zinc with hydroxychloroquine and vitamin D3, and that's what I was getting from medical doctors. They banned that saying I was giving false hope. These people are sick. So Brian Rose, get into talking to these people, and so they're telling you, don't talk about this, or that'll be another offense. That is very Orwellian.
Yeah, I mean, this whole off-platform stuff, it's a little scary when it comes to that. But, you know, first of all, I appreciate you watching our shows, Alex. That means a lot to me. But we've always wanted to provide this platform for dissident voices and to give people, like you said, 2 hours if they need it to go on and give a nuanced point of view and let the people decide. And yet, you know, our typical media establishment says, no, you've got to have people arguing over each other. It's a 5-minute soundbite. And I think this is a real threat to the BBC. And so, like you said, we first had David on March 18th, almost exactly 3 weeks ago. And that episode was absolutely incredible. 17,000 concurrent views. And that kind of whet the appetites. But when this was coming up, we put it out 3 days beforehand. And I honestly think they were waiting in the wings. The BBC was ready and they put the claim on it right when this thing was finished and it was pulled 30 minutes later. And so talk about this off-platform behavior. I'm actually a bit concerned talking to you right now, Alex, because I was just on the phone with my YouTube rep and I'm starting to get some of these rules and they said, now you can't do a vlog and mention that the banned video is on your website. And I said, well, hold on a second. You know, I can't talk about something that's on my own domain that other people can go watch. And they said, well, that's just like metadata if you put a link. And it's starting to get out of hand. What's next, Alec? Going to unlock a phone for law enforcement? Like, what happens next with these technology companies? It's going too far. And yet at the same time, you know, I use them to publish out millions and millions of views a month. But this is a civil liberties issue. This is a freedom of speech issue. This is a freedom of the press issue.
Oh, we have to You've come together. It's gone too far. Yeah. Now they're announcing
is Apple
like
itself.
WhatsApp. They're going to be in the app while you're texting, blocking what you can do. They are oppressing people. They are bullying people. Google helps oppress the Uyghurs in China. The truth is they're not a bunch of trendy liberals. They're a bunch of authoritarian monsters. And Congress and the president and the people need to act.
Does anyone see what's going on here? You know, we have a regulation institution here in Britain called Ofcom. And Ofcom, it has been going around sanctioning radio and television stations for talking about this stuff. It happened about a week ago, Alex. And there was a radio station where a nurse went on and started saying some of these things about coronavirus. They had to issue an apology, and Ofcom came after them. And let me tell you, he told me during the episode, he said, Brian, guess who was responsible for regulating the 5G licenses? The same institution, Ofcom. And now it seems that YouTube is doing their bidding. And I'm wondering, when does this something stop? What country do I belong to? And now it's not about legality. It's about being subject to these Silicon Valley rules. You've seen it with Twitter, right? Twitter decides if you dead name someone, then that is now a chance to be deplatformed, even though that act is not illegal in America. So we're seeing our basic rights as a citizen in a country being taken away by these platforms. And these platforms are the new reality. As you know, Alex, and yeah, this comes as a massive shock to me. We do have a plan on how to move forward. I mean, much like your model, where we're going to have to take it off these platforms and use an army of people on the streets. But Alex, I've seen a reaction from the public that is just incredible. People are stopping me in the streets, sending me emails saying, keep up the good fight. I'm getting messaged by high level of influence people, celebrities around the world saying, this is what we want you to do. So there's got to be a breaking point here, Alex. I don't know where it is, though.
Well, you just hit it. These big tech companies are involved in AI takeover. And the truth is, what I'm saying, what David's saying, is dead on. We're going right from the documents. And they can't allow that because it's their plan. It's their world. We're just living in it. And things aren't going the way the New World Order wanted. And so they've got to do this. That's why But I heard you say we're asking folks to host the material. Your work's first rate. I mean, I kind of aspire, we do so much here, to do, you know, really quality stuff all the time like you're doing. And so I want to just invite you to have your own channel at band.video, put your ads on it, promote yourself, whatever. We'll pay for the bandwidth. In fact, you're saying people want to mirror it. Everyone should mirror it, but not many people have their own platform. So definitely we're going to take the full David Icke interview and post it, if that's what you want, to band.video. We're going to put a link to your site. Of course, LondonReal.tv. And we've got to get coalitions of independent people, left, right, conservative, liberal, Christian, agnostic, atheist, Muslim, you know, Jewish, whatever, who do believe in free speech and promote these networks and help each other, because that's where the real power is. Again, coming together, humanity coming together against the AI takeover. That's why we've got to end the real racism, which the left promotes, the division, in the name of fighting it, and come together, because this is the globalist move for the post-human world. And that's why they shut down the interview, because it's powerful.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that offer. I'm going to take you up on that, Alex. And if you actually continue watching the interview with David Icke, he went from COVID-19 into the 5G technology, into the vaccines with nanotechnology that links up with AI and the singularity of 2030. Talk about coming full circle, and talk about, like you just said, coming back to these technology companies. Look, I don't know if there's a link there, but it's suspicious. And
Brian, he laid out the blueprints of the Death Star, and Darth Vader doesn't want us to have that. It's the way I've watched the whole thing. The way they laid it out, because my wife was telling me 3 days ago it had been banned. So she goes, oh, here's a copy. So we sat there and watched it while the kids were running around playing. And while we, you know, went outside the pool, had it on there on the laptop. And I'm like, yo, this is all dead on. And we sat there and pulled up articles. He said, yeah, that's what you were saying last week when David was on with you. And I said, yeah, honey, that's why we're banned. Well, now they're banning this guy. I watch this stuff all the time. London Real. They're coming for everybody, folks, because we have the Death Star plans.
Yeah, I was the last person I thought they'd be coming from. And, you know, Alex, you watched the interview. What kills me most is the last 30 minutes, David Icke is giving information on how everyone in this planet can be empowered, right? He says, don't let the illusion of control and fear stop you from challenging these authorities. He said, that's all you have to do. You have to extinguish your fear and realize you're more than this. You're infinite energy. And I'm telling you, the lesson was so amazing and clear. It would be enough, Alex, to liberate everybody. Because as David said, it's a tiny, tiny group of people that's holding us down. As David would say, look what's happening now. 3 billion people on lockdown for a handful of us that's doing it. It's happening right in front of our eyes, Alex. And the only thing we have to do is go into our fears to get through this. And he gave that beautiful message, and now that's banned as well.
It's going to backfire. Evil has always bet against good, and in the end, it ends up getting defeated. But this is going to be the big one. How do you see this unfolding towards the 2020 singularity or the 2030?
You know, I've had a lot of people on the show talking about that singularity event. I just never thought it was going to be forced on us, you know, through this type of a scenario and the nanotechnology. I thought it was going to be something that happened. And I spoke to everybody about this thing happening in 2030 and the pros and the cons, and everything about it. But what I do know is if we don't protect our basic civil liberties, and like I said, I was born in San Diego, California. I grew up with this thing called the First Amendment. I assume it was a universal basic right for all of us humans. Same in the UK, the home of democracy, but apparently it's not. And David said this. He said, Brian, what will you tell your grandchildren? I have this question to ask for anybody watching right now. What will you tell your grandchildren you did in the human rights contraction of 2020? Did you sit in your home and do as you were told? And this goes if you're a police officer or a nurse or anybody. Or do you fight back and say, no, enough is enough. I'm not going to let this taken from me.
Because, and as Brian, you know, Alex, you say it's a human rights contraction. Oh, it's contractions of the AI post-human takeover being born. What did you do when the robot takeover, 5G, COVID hysteria was launched and world government was announced as a solution by British prime ministers and world leaders? It's here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start next hour. We're going to get to the 5G part of the interview. I've got like 30 clips here that he sent us. And, I'll tell you, I'm tempted just tomorrow to just play these clips on air and take your calls, because they're really scared of this. And, of course, it'll all be familiar to you guys. We're saying the same thing. Not because of plagiarism. This is the truth. We'll be right back. Brian Ross worked at the highest levels of banking in New York and London. Then he started London Real 9 years ago to fight back against the dehumanization he saw. And he does interviews routinely to get millions of views. But his David Icke interview has 3 million views on his site right now. It was exploding on its way to be like one of those big Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, Elon Musk interviews, you know, one of the biggest podcasts ever. They killed it. And then said, filter, that we killed it to teach everybody a lesson. But he's talked to David. David isn't coming on, I think, till early week after next. But I said, let me guess. I bet David's actually excited about all this. And he's like, yeah, he really is. So is his family. Because when you're in the arena, when you're over the target, that means you're getting the flack. I mean, but it shows that what we're doing, the truth is very, very effective. You told me some wild stuff during the break. I don't know if you want to repeat that on air, but this is like a game of chicken going on right now with how far big tech wants to push this.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm trying to fight from getting a strike on YouTube. You know this whole game, Alex. And if they give me a full strike, I can't do live broadcasts. I can't upload videos. And so, you know, we're going back and forth with their community policy, and there's all these nuances. And at one point I said, look, with me, I've got millions of people around the world, some at very high levels. If you block my content, the content that I put out between you and every day that changes people's lives. I've got an Indian mystic, one of the most influential guys in that country, that's putting out content about how to get through this coronavirus. I got doctors. I got Wim Hof, the Iceman. I got all these people coming on. You block my content, you're going to have millions of people saying, you've gone a step too far. I mean, this is London Real. What are you doing? And so I kind of put it to them. I said, are you sure you want to make this move? And, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, they might just kick it down the road a bit. You've been through this, Alex. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. But what I do know is we will not put a cut on our product. Our editorial choices will remain the same. And if I have to do it on my platform, I will. And that's fine. And we're going to do that. And we're doing it right now. So that's the good news.
Let me ask you about that set real quick. Is that a giant Union Jack?
Yeah, you got to come here, Alex. We got to have you on. But, you know, this whole thing, I always say it's the American version of what London looks like. So we got Union Jacks. I got a pit bull named Winston after Winston Churchill. I'm dropping the 3-piece suits. You know, it's our look here. And it helps. I won't lie. You know, when David and I are in the studio in the 6-camera high definition and we're in our cocoon and this place is beautiful and the lights are going and you get him in the zone. I mean, we created something with energy. You saw it on Monday, and that's people are feeding into this, and they're like, this is happening. You can't get that on 2-dimensional David Icke at his, you know, iMac camera. And that's what we do here, Alex. We love it. We love putting out inspirational.
Yeah, David's great for the iMac camera and the stuff toys behind him his kids gave him, but it's certainly good in your studio, and there's a magic to it. And that's what they're scared of. The psychiatrist and others, I even met with a very famous one before he died up in Minnesota. He wanted to meet with me on a radio station that we were on. I'll leave it at that. And he did stuff with the Pentagon, you name it. He wrote national ads, serial ads, you name it. And he said, you know, what's sick now is we successfully did it. We lowered the attention span. We destroyed most people's minds in the last 40 years. This was like 20 years ago. He was dying of cancer. And he said, I wish I could turn it all back now. But he said, we've got to somehow bring back long form, complex thought programs that don't break for like an hour, that suck you in. Because that's how ancestors all sat around the fire. Well, that's the podcast. That's what you're doing. I'm on this, you know, for radio and TV, so we have to have breaks and things. It's still, though, deeper thought, but I'm going to do what I used to do and do these longer podcasts because with the lighting, with it like around the fire, because it's almost like a fire glow the way you do it. Did you do all that on purpose or was just your eye like that so you went with the right psychology?
Well, look, you know, I was inspired by Joe Rogan. I was a UFC fan back in the day. And when he was still on Ustream, I was watching him. So when I quit my job in banking, this was my dream 9 years ago. So the long form was always there. The go as long as it takes was always there. And then when we started having world-class guests, I thought I should step up the set. And that was a real game changer because when people see the set, they'll give you a little attention. And again, this long form is so crucial. It's really
because
how
it
we
gets
were
your
taught.
Attention span up and actually ups the brainwaves. It's been proven.
Yeah, and I had Jordan Peterson in here, and he said, Brian, we've learned from podcasts that people aren't as stupid as we thought they were.
It's,
but they can
exactly.
Engage
they
in
give
it.
You garbage. The medium is the message, and they know that. When they
Alex.
Dumb it down, it makes you dumb. When you raise it up, it raises people up. We'll be right back with the guy that founded LondonReal.tv. It's amazing, and it's just an incredible universe. We'll be right back. But I don't care that Woody Harrelson's in movies. I do care they put out a study about 5G lowering immunity. They said he's a liar and evil. Well, here's the BBC, immune system attacked by mobile phones. But when I have somebody on like Brian Rose, who knows he can be censored even more and taken down his whole operation by YouTube if he doesn't do what they say. They're telling him on the phone, don't talk about this or we'll take you off. Well, he's on air. So he's not just a smart guy. Now I admire him because he has courage. Because you see, courage is contagious and it's what stops tyranny. So Woody Harrelson has it. Brian Rose has it. David Icke has it. Our audience has it. They're trying to bully all of us to not say that zinc is helping people when medical doctors are saying it. They want full control. There's no limit to it. So I get excited talking to somebody like Brian Rose because he's got what it takes for humanity to survive and go to the next level. And we have to find that courage. And then once you find it, you'll find others want to join you. And so we've all got to build our own platforms like he's done at LondonReal.tv. I get so excited hearing 3 million views. They shut down it on YouTube, 3 million views there. And his site's exploding, just like Van.video. And that's what I want to see is us pulling power away just by our peaceful action from the big tech giants that were set up to create a global monopoly from the beginning. We're about to play one of the clips you sent us. This is the one that got the episode banned, but we're going to commit the thought crime here on 5G. Introduce this for us.
Well, you know, we've all been talking about 5G and the coronavirus. Here in the UK, they're burning towers in places like Belfast and Liverpool and Manchester and Birmingham. Like I said, Ofcom, the regulator, said one specific thing you can't talk about is the link between 5G and coronavirus. They didn't say you can't say turmeric is going to not cause it. They said don't talk about this one thing. And of course, I'm independent media. I'm going to talk about it because people want to hear it. And so this is where David really went big on talking about the link or the potential link between 5G and the coronavirus.
And remember, we're going to roll it right now, but this is the same group regulating the 5G. You talk about Fox guarding the hen house. Here it is.
So what does 5G do? What does 4G do, but 5G even more? It poisons the cells, which get poisoned by technological electromagnetic fields. The cells get poisoned. They release exosomes as a immune response, and they test for COVID-19. So, where was the first Chinese city to introduce 5G just before the virus broke out? Wuhan. So here's another scenario that people might just take on board and think about. And by the way, before I say that, while this lockdown has been going on, I know from communications to me and Gaz and Jamie at davidicke.com, I know from all the postings on the internet, not just in Britain, but around the world in America, that while this lockdown has been going on, 5G masts are being rolled out at a very rapid rate. In the same period of this lockdown, something like another 21 towns and cities have been opened in Britain to 5G. 5G is being rolled out all over the world at a very great rate of knots.
This is a time where everything is supposed to be stopped.
Yeah.
And they're still building towers overnight.
Yes. Because that's considered essential work. And to the cult, it is essential because they want 5G everywhere.
David goes on to describe the cult that runs all this. We'll get to that in the next segment. Man, we got to do hours and hours here. I feel like I've known you forever. And I'm serious. There's a real kinship now. And everybody I talk to, let's just be honest, is saying they're like basically having visions. They're feeling what even people I know that aren't even Christian or even religious, spiritual, they're feeling this energy of love and pro-humanity. As the enemy launches all this, I just feel the human spirit rising. Are you feeling that? Are you seeing that?
I am. And like you said, that courage is contagious. And as David said at the very end of that show, you know, it's the fear. The fear is the only thing stopping us from going into these things. And this cult or whatever is doing all this is ultimately not powerful because they're trying to hold us into a box, which almost means by definition that they're not bigger than that box. They're scared of the power of the many. And yet we're going to be in this paralysis state as sheep that won't do it. I'm feeling amazing about this, and the courage is contagious. And let me just be really clear, Alex, my entire business is based on YouTube. If I get banned, I'm basically out of business unless I come up with this next model quickly. But this is worth it. And I have never felt so empowered. I've never felt so much brotherly love with the people on the streets of London who are stopping me saying, this is the time. We got to keep going. We got to get to the truth. And that's all we want here, Alex. We want the truth. How about an independent study on the effects of 5G that we can all agree on? How about we run that study? You know, we're not asking for much here, but I don't see that happening unless we push this even further. And we're going to have to see how this plays out. But under the guise of this coronavirus, it's the totalitarian tiptoe. All of our rights are being slowly condensed. As David said on the show, we are on house arrest globally. Everything David predicted for 30 years is happening now in front of our eyes. And yet the fear keeps us from doing something about it. And that's the ultimate message here.
Well, there's no doubt that the cell phones that emit all these different forms are causing cancer. That's ridiculously documented. And now they're admitting that the 5G towers are really bad cancer clusters. They know this. There's actually studies out. They just keep playing dumb, but you're right. And I have World Health Organization videos where the head of the World Health Organization says vaccines are hurting people. We don't do studies. We've been ordered to cover it up. That was just in December. And now, so this whole thing is being launched because, as you said, the globalist, which is a cult of power, a cult of mad scientists, they are losing control. She says at the UN, the head scientist over vaccines, or head scientist, period, she says our frontline workers, nurses and doctors, don't believe in them. They know they're hurting people. They're getting wobbly. Well, now here comes COVID-19.
Yeah, and ultimately, we just have to stop acquiescing to the illusion of power. That's what's happening here. If we acquiesce, it's slowly and slowly and slowly the tiptoe. And pretty soon, you are in what David calls this Hunger Games society. And if you think now is bad, wait till your grandkids wake up in this Hunger Games world. Then what are you going to tell them? And that's what this is. This responsibility is on us to find a way through this. And it's ultimately going into our fears. It's a fundamental message and one that David really, really brought home at the end.
I don't think we can quantify how big the censorship is and how much it's making people mad. And now to see censorship of treatments for COVID-19, censorship of mainline science about cancer and 5G and lowered immune systems. Here's the BBC saying David Icke is wrong for saying it lowers your immune system when we have their own headlines and studies going back 10 years saying the exact same thing. I mean, that's wild.
I mean, don't get me started on the BBC. I mean, when it comes to this institution, it boggles my mind. They are funded by the government. If I don't pay my TV license, I go to jail. And this is the institution that came after me and ratted me out to YouTube. I mean, it really boggles my mind what's going on here. And here's the best part, Alex, is that they took my story and used it as 5G coronavirus clickbait for their own traffic. I got to give that a little respect, to be honest.
Well, that's what they do. They take the energy of mavericks. They misrepresent you build a straw man and then get ratings off the straw man. And people believe what they're saying about the straw man's true. An example is they said on the news that I said my toothpaste cured something. I never said anything like that. We all sold out of the toothpaste because they didn't believe the media. They thought, oh, it must be true because the media says it's not. So they're out of bullets. We'll be right back. The full interview with Brian Rose and LondonReal.tv with David Icke, that's literally, I say hundreds of articles. They get duplicated. There's thousands of articles. It's in newspapers everywhere. The defamation that David Icke said that the 5G grows viruses. He didn't say this. It lowers your immune system. Here's the BBC saying it right here in Wired Magazine. I showed it like five times earlier. Radio listeners, just go look it up. So that's why it's so vital to have your own platform like Band.Video, because once they can say about you whatever they want and steal your identity, and then they can do whatever they want. It's a nightmare scenario, but that's why I'm so excited to hear that they're hosting the Band Video at LondonReal.tv. And I got to tell you, paying for the bandwidth is not cheap. He says we can host it. That's great. It's you buying products here at InfoWarsStore.com, folks, that make all of this possible. That's how we're able to do this and host it. How are you funding yourself, Brian? How do people support the courage you're engaged in?
You know, it's a great question, Alex. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed early on was YouTube was demonetizing anything that was coronavirus related. And I think that cuts out 90-some% of the creators out there that are basically sucking on the teats of YouTube to pay them, which means you ultimately do what they say. We were never that company. I always had an independent revenue stream. We have a London Real Academy. I teach people how to build digital businesses, start podcasts, learn how to publicly speak. So we don't have to kowtow to these companies. I don't even wait for the revenue. It's a rounding error for us. And that means we can make independent decisions. I also don't have sponsors, so I don't have to think twice about what David's going to say or what's going to happen. And this gives us this flexibility to do whatever we want. We had 14,000 concurrent people watching David Icke on Monday night once we got the video back up on Vimeo. I mean, that's a lot of people on a website. We upgraded our servers, but we're ready to go and weather this storm. And I'm all in. This is my life, you know, Alex. I am London Real. London Real is me. So this is how we're going to do it. And yeah, I mean, if people want to support us, they can come and find out how. And this is an important fight. And you know that too, Alex. And I respect your work a lot.
Hey, I like your style. I've been watching your stuff for years. It's not the fake self-help. Like, it's a cult. It's really just straight up good advice. And you're just doing a lot of work that the people need to be aware of. But that's the thing is, we have to have men and women that stand up for what's right. And stand against this, because the AI system that they admit they're rolling out is post-human, and it programs us. We don't build it to serve us, and that's horrible. I have four children, and we can't just roll over. I've seen the success of InfoWars with our great audience of activists getting Trump in, getting other nationalists in, helping launch UKIP. I mean, the head of UKIP and others have come on. Now it's not UKIP, it's Nigel Farage, and said InfoWars was when UKIP took off. InfoWars was so popular 20 years ago in England, when Alexa was like in the top 100 websites, that just that anti-globalism helped spark their movement to get bigger. And so many other movements have been spurred by this show alone. Well, then I see what you're doing, spurring people. And again, it's not bragging, it's chain reactions. Joe Rogan was here in these same offices 16 years ago. And he said, I want to start a podcast. And I told him the equipment and what to get and how to do it. That's just an example of inspiration. But other people are inspiring, and it's that chain reaction of human intelligence. They're trying to copy it with the wireless internet and the internet of things and all this AI crap. Humans already have that sixth sense. And you were talking during the break of how you're feeling it. I mean, this is re-happening. Bill, this is humanity's ready to take the planet back.
We're ready. I mean, I just went to a supermarket here, and half the staff and half the customers came up and said, I was watching Ike last night. I mean, it's flabbergasting. And so people are ready to make a move, and people have so much potential. You know that, Alex. It's just we've been trained through our media, through our governments, through the industrial education system to play small, to think small, to consume small. But if we could unleash that, we've got these machines beat easily. I know it. But when we live in this, you know, this fear state, we're not going to get there. But this feels good out there. Like I said, there's like a fight club feeling out there. I feel like this is the time to mobilize people. They're at home. They're watching content. But we can't let this moment pass. If we go back to normal in 3 months, we're going to miss this opportunity.
Well, that's it. And the globalists admit they're building a world where we need the machines, where we've been taken out of the environment so we can then be phased out. But if we simply realize that we still have all the power and start using it, I'm not for burning down 5G towers. But if humans wanted to smash the system right now, we still could. Later, once we're totally dependent on it, we can. But I'd rather smash it with truth and justice and independent studies and lawsuits and exposure. And already, a lot of places and countries are banning 5G because of these serious health issues.
Yeah, people are listening. People are doing things. But I mean, if this narrative is now closed down on these major platforms, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the cause. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And if people are locked down and in fear, I mean, you see the other things happening, you know, by using our mobile data. And if we get to this lockdown state that you see in China, if the West goes that way, that's what I'm worried about. And again, David went on to talk about this economic recession. Small businesses are gone. You introduce a universal basic income, and then you got to be a good boy or a good girl to qualify for that. Which means you got to do all the right things, which means not protest, not get flagged on YouTube. And then you pretty much got this society that's never going to fight back. And I don't want us to get there, Alex. And people need to wake up now, because it will get worse if we allow it to.
That's right. We're being domesticated. We're being gelded. And they admit China is the model. That's why our birthrights, everything's being taken now. And if you roll over, folks, the system gets more dystopic. They admit that. The whole Hunger Games model is based on a real UN biological diversity assessment from the 80s where they describe a world just like that, that even brings back human sacrifice. You cannot make this up. And remember how the globalists are, all the evil stuff they're into. This is a plan they're rolling out. Well, Brian Rose at LondonReal.tv, within an hour, we'll have the full David Icke interview posted and mirrored at band.video. And, of course, people can find it right now at LondonReal.tv. Folks need to support you there. What should we name this interview once we edit down the last, you know, hour of airtime? It'll be like 45 minutes of interview. What should we name this interview right now?
You know, perseverance in the face of fear. That's what this is. You know, courage is infectious. I am optimistic for the future, Alex. I really am. When I see people in the streets, they are inquisitive. They are cautious. They are questioning authority. They want to do something, but they need the information. They need the leadership. And like you said, they need to see examples of courage out there standing up to these institutions and asking these hard questions. And thanks to people like David Icke and yourself, you know, we've got examples of that, and people need to just not be paralyzed by fear. You know, not because the fear of the coronavirus is the big one. Oh, I'm going to get sick and die. Well, you know, is that the worst thing that can happen? Or could you wake up in this dystopian kids will be in society and world, the world goes that way. A small percentage of the people might die of this thing called COVID-19, but our whole society will suffer unless we take action today. So let's do this. Let's do this now, Alex.
Well, that's right. There's no longer any doubt that there's a post-human AI authoritarian takeover, eugenicist takeover. I mean, they're telling us. Bill Gates says there's too many people, too many old people, and but he wants to give you this vaccine to save old people. And that even though the vaccine won't protect you from a cold bug because it always mutates. I mean, this is known. It's why there's not a vaccine for the common cold. That's what Corona-19 is, but I think souped up and weaponized. But we all are allowed to have our opinions, aren't we? The idea that if we're not the World Health Organization, then we don't have a right to speak is BS. Mike Adams is about to take over with Economist and a guy that manages like $5 billion, Mr. Schiff, coming up on the other side to talk about the economic effects. I'm going to say bye to our guests during the break. Stay with us, and please spread the live feeds, InfoWars.com.